This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The new strain of coronavirus that has killed more than 1,000 and infected more than 43,000 has been officially named COVID-9 by the World Health Organization. And China, Hubei's province, the epicenter of the outbreak, two top health officials have been removed from their post. President Xi Jinping visited coronavirus patients at a Beijing hospital Monday and called for more decisive measures to contain the outbreak. And the U.S. health officials continue to monitor suspected and confirmed cases.
On Tuesday, the first Americans who were put under quarantine 14 days ago after evacuation from Wuhan got some good news. Rear Admiral Dr. Nancy Knight.
All 195 of these evacuees have completed their quarantine period. They have completed their final health check this morning, which included their symptom check and their temperature check, and they have deemed to be safe to re-enter their communities. This is a huge celebration for all of us here at March Air Reserve Base.
Nearly 400 cases have been confirmed in two dozen countries and territories outside mainland China, with two deaths, one in Hong Kong and the other one in the Philippines. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Leaders in Afghanistan say that the United States has been made notable progress in ongoing peace talks with representatives of the Taliban that are taking place in the Gulf state of Qatar. President Ashraf Ghani tweeted late Tuesday he had received a call from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, sharing with him the latest developments in the turbulent U.S.-Taliban peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. This is VOA News. Several Democratic presidential candidates will be divvying up New Hampshire's pledged delegates available from Tuesday's primary election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
New Hampshire voters turned out for their neighbor, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
I'm proud that we have spoken to tens and tens of thousands of people in New Hampshire.
Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg appears to have done well, as did Amy Klobuchar.
I will beat Donald Trump.
Senator Elizabeth Warren says she didn't do as well as she had hoped. And former Vice President Joe Biden, with low numbers in New England, had already made his way to South Carolina.
We haven't heard from the most committed constituents in the Democratic Party, the African-American community.
Two candidates have bowed out, businessman Andrew Yang and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. Michael Bloomberg had entered the race too late for his name to appear on the ballot. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is apologizing for remarks resurfaced from 2015 in which he defended New York's stop-and-frisk policy. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg launched his Democratic presidential bid with an apology for his support for New York's stop-and-frisk policy. Now he's apologizing for comments he made at a 2015 appearance at the Aspen Institute, in which he defended the practice, saying the way to bring down murder rates is to, quote, put a lot of cops in minority neighborhoods, because that's where all the crime is. In the audio, Bloomberg says that you can, quote, just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. In a statement, Bloomberg says he inherited the policy and that his remarks don't reflect his commitment to criminal justice reform and racial equity. He says he cut back on the policy, but, quote, I should have done it faster and sooner. President Trump sent out and then deleted a tweet highlighting the audio, declaring Bloomberg's a total racist. Trump has himself been a vocal supporter of stop and frisk policies. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. President Trump denies intervention in his own government sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a political confidant convicted of lying to Congress.
No, I didn't speak to the judge. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it. I stay out of things to a degree that people wouldn't believe.
Federal prosecutors had recommended a prison sentence of 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, a Trump associate who faced charges stemming from then-special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in a 2016 election. Stone is set to be sentenced in Washington next week. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says that dissolving the bilateral agreement with the Philippines that covers visiting U.S. military forces there would be a move in the wrong direction. Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte gave formal notice to the United States of his decision to scrap the visiting forces agreement late Monday after repeated threats to downgrade the two countries' military alliance. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.